Oscar nominations were announced this morning, and here are clips from three of the films nominated for Best Picture.
Can we depart this afternoon?
We? You are not going. That is no part of it.
You have misjudged me if you think I'm silly enough to give you $50 and watch you simply write off.
You've destroyed the happiness of my family, all for the sake of ensnaring a star patient you couldn't possibly hope to assist. It'll be like Mad King George the Stammerer.
I need you. I'm here for you. No, I need the algorithm used to rank chess players.
Are you okay?
We're ranking girls.
You mean other students?
Yeah.
You think this is such a good idea?
I need the algorithm.
Mark.
I need the algorithm.
Scenes from The Social Network, The King's Speech, and True Grit, with Jeff Bridges growling there at the beginning. And here we have Kim Masters to fill us in on the rest of the nominees. She's on the line from Los Angeles. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are some of the other seven films up for Best Picture here, at least one or two that we should keep an eye on?
10 films up for Best Picture.
Right, total.
You just heard three. The other seven are Inception, 127 Hours, The Fighter, Black Swan, Toy Story 3, Winter's Bone, and The Kids Are All Right.
You said 127 Hours. Is that a movie about the Oscar presentations?
It could be, but it's about a movie a lot of people didn't necessarily want to watch, about this hiker who cut his arm off to escape with his life, and it's made the list.
Well, when you have 10 films, we've talked about this in previous years, you have room for a little bit more creativity in the films that happen to get in, I suppose.
Certainly, a film like Winter's Bone, I'm sure they're celebrating this morning, a very small film that could enjoy some kind of a bounce from this nomination.
What about Best Actor and Best Actress?
Best Actor, we of course have Colin Firth leading the pack for The King's Speech, also Javier Bardem in Beautiful, Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Jeff Bridges for True Grit, and James Franco, once again, cutting off that arm in 127 hours.
Well, of course, if you cut off your arm, you could earn an Oscar, I suppose.
You deserve recognition. Yeah.
Can I just mention, I mentioned that we heard Jeff Bridges in that clip earlier. We heard him interacting with Hailee Steinfeld. She got nominated for Best Supporting Actress, Teenager.
She did indeed. She's 14 years old. This is basically her first big gig, and a lot of people thought she might be in the Best Actress category since she's in every frame of the film, but because of her youth, they did put her in supporting, along with Amy Adams from The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech, Melissa Leo, a strong contender for The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver from a movie called Animal Kingdom that most people probably haven't heard of and is one of those movies that gets a boost from this kind of mention.
How are people feeling as they look at the nominations this morning and as they anticipated the nominations in recent days? Are people in Hollywood feeling like they made a good year of movies?
You know, I think what's interesting this time is that there is a group of strong contenders. A lot of them are commercial hits as well as, you know, relatively artistically successful, more or less. And we have a real horse race this year because, you know, up until now, it's been Social Network, and more Social Network, picking up Globes, picking up critics' recognition. But Saturday night, the Producers Guild, a strong predictor, gave it to King's Speech, and we have a major horse race in the Best Picture category.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Kim Masters hosts The Business on member station KCRW, and she is also editor-at-large for The Hollywood Reporter, bringing us up to date on today's Oscar nominations.